Can you test force touch on the simulator or use the Taptic Engine in your apps? Is the keyboard in iOS 9 finally usable again? Heading Graphic iOS Dev Weekly Link View on the Web Link Archives. Heading Issue 280 October 2nd 2015. Graphic Comment. Heading Comment. Just a quick request before we get into the links this week. I'm based in Bucharest this month, and I'd love to meet up with any iOS developers slash designers slash etc. While I'm here, if you're local, drop me a mail, just reply, and we'll organize something. Dave Verwer. Heading News. Heading Link iOS 9 Adoption. Looking good. It's been a bit of a slow news week after the frenzy of announcements and releases in the last month. It's good to see that iOS 9 adoption is still climbing steadily, but as predicted, things are starting to slow down a bit. Since this article by Ellen Shapiro was published on Monday, the numbers have of course risen, but much more slowly. Linkvocal.io. Heading Sponsored Link. Heading Link Contentful. An API-first content backend with a Swift-based SDK when content is not hard-coded, it's a pleasure to maintain. Contentful delivers managed content into mobile apps via its JSON API. Contentful focuses on making development simpler. There are SDKs for many platforms, including one for iOS, watchOS, and OS X based on Swift 2. We invite you to try Contentful, the most developer-friendly CMS. Link Contentful.com. Link sponsor iOS Dev Weekly, and reach 39,037 developers. Heading Tools. Heading Link SD Shortcut Menu Simulator. While the menu options in the iOS simulator for setting the force touch pressure look so tempting, unfortunately they currently only work on watchOS. I'm sure that this will be addressed in a future release, but until then, Conrad Kramer has put together this handy, and kinda crazy, hack to simulate quick actions over TCP, beaming face with smiling eyes. Link github.com separator. Heading Link Blade. It can be a pain resizing images ready for an asset catalog, only to have to repeat it every time you make a change. Blade automates the process, and performs all of the resizing for you. Just create definitions for what sizes you need in a Blade file, and off it goes. I'm not sure what resizing method it's using, so you'll want to check the results yourself, but the output of the link sample project looked great to me. Magnifying glass tilted left. Link github.com. Heading code. Heading link using Taptic Engine on iOS. So the 6s and 6s plus have way more subtlety available with vibration due to the Taptic Engine, but what does it allow us developers to do? It's not great news, unfortunately, as we can't really take advantage of it at all. However, Val Rupnik has been digging through the private APIs and found some interesting methods to have a play with. Who knows if we'll ever see this kind of thing in a future version of iOS, but I'd say it's probably quite likely. Link unifidsense.com separator. Heading link protocol-oriented programming with UIKit. Great post by Tyler Tillage, which goes beyond using protocol-oriented programming with your own classes and instead concentrates on how you can interact with UIKit using protocol extensions. Link captechconsulting.com separator. Heading link async. I liked this library for simplifying the syntax of GCD in Swift. Much cleaner and more readable than nested calls to dispatch async. Link github.com. Heading design. Heading link making deep links delightful. There's some really great tips in this article on deep links by Chris Madden. One that stood out to me as something which would be really easy to overlook is that if you have any kind of onboarding screens, remember to skip them. If the user is coming in via a deep link, it's going to be way too easy to forget while developing, and it's a terrible user experience for your customers. Link usebutton.com separator. Heading link keyboard smorgasbordly skiff with a deep look at the design of the iOS keyboard since iOS 6. Focusing for most of the article on the shift key. While it could still use some improvement, as a user I must admit I haven't struggled with it at all since installing iOS 9. I do love that there's so much to talk about with something as simple as uppercase letters though. Grinning face with big eyes. Link iliskif.com. Heading jobs. Heading link senior iOS engineer. TimeHop, NYC builds the future of the past for millions of users. Link timehop.com separator. Heading link senior product designer minor, New York, NY. Work alongside an award-winning team on the best new app for shopping. Link recruiterbox.com separator. Heading link iOS developer at Willow Tree. Life is short. Love your job. Mobile solutions for the world's leading companies. Link jobmite.com. Link have an iOS-related position you need to fill. Heading and finally, heading link alarms. Again, link time zones are hard, but this is becoming a joke now, right? Link twitter.com. You received this email because you subscribed via the link iOS Dev Weekly site. We'll be sorry to see you go, but you can link and subscribe instantly. Shiny Development Limited, Dersbury Innovation Center, Keckwick Lane, Dersbury, Cheshire, WA44FS, United Kingdom. Separator, copyright 2015 iOS Dev Weekly. Link privacy policy. Link graphic published with curated.